Welcome to A Few Goldilocks Bears Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about things we love, things that we hate, and things in the middle. This could be things that we're indifferent about, that we're ambivalent about, that we're on the fence about. These are the gray areas of life. These are the things that aren't in the black and white, that they don't maintain to your precious polar opposites.
Hello, I am Vincent Cloud.
I'm John Nemitz.
I'm David Lauer.
And I'm Scotty Allwood. Hey.
Hey. you know what? Before we do our topics, let's talk about the old topics in a segment we call the Deja Fuse. I will go. Okay, so I have... So this is so stupid. I meant to do more research on this, but remember when I was talking about height, how I was like indifferent to it? But I was proud of my height. I didn't think it was that bad. It was 5'11", right? Not quite 6 foot. I'd rather be 6 foot. But
5'11 and a half, if I recall correctly.
No.
You're so close.
But I'm 5'11". But then I'm like, okay, who else out there in this crazy world who's also 5'11"? Jorge Masvidal from the UFC. That's kind of cool, right? Like, I just
did
like
you his... search who is 5'11 in the world.
I have, yeah.
People just came up, like birthdays.
Yeah, but not this time. Like I said, I meant to look more into this. But okay, but this is the main win for 5'11ers. Michael Myers in the original Halloween movie was portrayed by a man who was 5'11". Now, Michael Myers became an icon, right? But after every movie, they keep casting him taller and taller. And to me, I'm like, no.
Bring back 5'11". Bring back 5'11".
Like, really? Like, no one's topped that performance, and I think that's a scary enough height. I don't know. I was just
and
like, yeah,
plus
man.
He has work boots on, and that gives him an extra inch and a half.
Okay. Well what I'm saying. But yeah, I don't know. I always felt that was interesting. They just like Voorhees and Michael Myers, they keep getting cast taller and taller, but it's like it was effective just being someone who was slightly above average height.
Got to raise the ante an inch every movie, man, just to make it that much scarier.
No, I say go horizontal with it, make them fatter.
I mean, like at this point in the Leprechaun series, they're probably up to 5'11".
Oh, man. But yeah, that's all I have to say about height.
You know what I have to say about height? I'm 5'10", so it's like, you're 5'11". Shut the hell up. You got me.
I was just going to ask you, how tall are you? Because, okay, so Scott, you're 5'10". John, you're 5'10 as well, right?
That's right.
Dave, you're 5'10 and a half?
5'10 and three quarters.
You know, I was going to say 5'10 and a half, but like, I wasn't going to be a dick about it. But just know that.
All right. I guess I'm the shorty here at 5'10 flat.
I could reach that if you want me to, John.
You just shove everything back 3/4 of an inch in the shelf. Like, good luck with that one, John.
All right, let's get the show started. Go ahead, Dave.
For this topic, I'm like, I guess I'm just indifferent to it. Very ambivalent. It's hypnosis. I've never been hypnotized myself, growing up, I've always thought like, oh, hypnosis is just bullshit. Like they would, I remember like when I was in elementary school, they would bring like a hypnotist to school, and then they would line up some of these kids, and then they'd be like, all right, I'm gonna count back from 10, and then once I get to 1. You're going to do everything I say. And then they start doing it. And then they start like making them quack like a duck or like walk backwards or like, and then they'll say like, if I say this word, you're going to, you know, immediately jump up and run over there and then sit down. And then, like, at the end of the show, they'll say that word and then the person will jump up and go and sit down over there. And you're just like, okay, I feel like everyone's just acting. This, like, my bullshit meter is going off here. It seems really stupid and fake. So I've always just thought it was bullshit. But, like, as I get older, I kind of started to, like, realize that, like, you could be hypnotized if you want to be hypnotized. It's like you have to allow yourself to be in that mental state where you're just gonna like let it happen, I guess. I'm not sure if it could actually work on me. I don't feel like it would, but I don't know. I was reading something that was saying like it works on like 15% of people, which sounds about right. But like I guess, you know, it works for people if they want to like quit smoking or something like that. It can really help them like just get into that mental space. And I think like it's kind of like a form of like guided meditation in a way where you're kind of like letting go of like all of your own thoughts on a subject and you're like letting someone, you're just like, hey man, like fill up my cup. Fill up my cup with whatever you think. And you're just gonna like start doing what they, you know, are projecting onto you. And you know, you better just hope that you're not in a cult or something and some weird shit's about to go down. But I don't know. Hypnosis is weird to me. I am like oddly fascinated by it, but like I'm not gonna pay someone like now that I'm an adult, I don't know. I'm not going to pay someone to hypnotize me, but if I did run into a hypnotist at a party, I might let them like wave their little pocket watch in front of my face and just, you know, hope that things don't get too weird.
Wow. John, didn't you get hypnotized or attended a thing?
Yeah, I tried. So in freshman year of college, for whatever reason, during like orientation week, one of the events they had was just like a stage hypnotist show, you know? And like they were asking for volunteers, and I actually like went up on stage, and you know, they're like doing the whole thing. They've got the music playing, and he's like saying, like, okay, you know, like your head's feeling really heavy, and you know, like just you know, like all the normal stuff they say. And I'm just like sitting there like no it's not like and like at some point he just like taps me, he's like, yeah, go back to your seat.
He gave up on you. He's like, all right,
Yeah,
we're gonna
and
get
like I wasn't
the
trying
hell
to
out of
be
here.
obstinate
Ruining
or
the bit.
anything, like I just thought like if this was happening it would be beyond my control and it would be happening to me, you know what I mean? Like I didn't feel like I needed to help the process along, and therefore nothing happened. My understanding is that stage hypnotism is pretty much bogus, and it's pretty much just like people not wanting to let the performer down and just kind of playing along. Or maybe, I mean, there's all kinds of motivations why it could happen, like just people wanting attention or enjoying it, or I don't know. But I do believe that like therapeutic hypnotism, like in a you know, like a therapy setting, I believe that's real, and that if you're actually working towards a goal with like a psychologist or something, that hypnosis can be a tool. But I don't know about the you know, like get up on a stage and tell people to quack like a duck thing.
I do. I know someone. She was like, "Oh, my husband and I no longer smoke because we saw a hypnotist." But she has also confided in me that she's very dumb. So I
Bitch,
don't
come here. I got something personal to tell you.
gotta get this off my big chest. She was also hot, so but yeah, outside of that, I've never I don't know anyone who's seen a hypnotist, and I have no idea. What about you, Scott?
I never remember the sessions after I get hypnotized, but my butt always really hurts. No, I'm with you guys in the sense that, like, I do think I'm glad you guys brought it up about the smoking and the trying to help you stop that kind of stuff. I believe that works and it's helpful, if anything. If it doesn't work, quotations, it is helpful to get you to your goal, but the stage antics are just silly and nonsensical.
It kind of makes me think of, like when you're in a church and they're like, "You're being healed by Jesus," and they go into convulsions and stuff. Like, you want to believe? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of the same theories at work behind those two things.
Here's something. If hypnotism was real, what do you ask them to get rid of in your life or make you do more stuff? What would it be?
I don't know.
Right.
Like, I'd like to exercise more regularly and just have it not be a thing that I dread doing and then don't do. So if I could have like a doctor convince me, like, no, you fucking love that, actually. That'd be nice.
The only drawback is that you're quacking like a duck the whole time you're working out.
And I'll take
Doing
it.
jumping jacks. Quack. That's a great answer, though. I would say that I would just like to not worry as much as I do. I'm just a big worry wart. If something's coming up, I'm typically looking at the worst case scenario so I know how to handle it if it comes up. I don't know. I worry too much about things I have no control over.
What about you, Dave? What do you gotta get rid of? What do you have to shed?
I kind of agree with Scott. Like, I don't want to worry as much, and because I'll worry and then I just don't live in the moment and have fun in the moment. Because, like, in my head, I'm not living in the moment. I'm just thinking about something I have to do tomorrow or something I did earlier or something I did yesterday. And it's like, I wish I would just kind of live in the moment and have fun in the moment.
Spare me your life story.
Oh, I
Right.
have a slightly related topic. Rather than just do a deja vu in a couple weeks, I'll talk about it now. There's a band that's called Sleep Token, and I think they're from England or Great Britain or whatever they call themselves. But it is theorized, like, people say that their music has a very hypnotic feeling to it. And some people, I was watching this TikTok video, and he's like breaking down some of their songs on how they don't use like the conventional, like
Time
generally have like a
signature.
verse, yeah, time signatures, like verse, chorus, like interlude or whatever, a solo. And then ends with a chorus. Rather than have that, they start off in one direction, and right as you think you're expecting something to happen, they go in a different direction and kind of subvert your expectations in a way. And then they'll do that multiple times throughout their songs. So like one song will be like 5 minutes long, but it sounds like four different songs in one. It has like four different unique parts to it. And it puts you like into a state of hypnosis when you're listening to their music. And then I was like, oh shit, that's why they call themselves Sleep Token, because they're kind of like putting you to sleep. And I don't know, it was very interesting, because I was listening to this band like being like, yeah, this is so weird sounding. And then I was like, am I getting hypnotized by their music? And I'm like, no, I'm not gonna let it happen. I'm like, they can't control my thoughts and my mind.
They already
And then
got
I'm
in your
like,
mind, bro. You're
I
they're already
know.
in
I
there.
they know I'm gonna think that. And they're expecting that, and now they know I'm gonna think that.
I
And
like the
now I
idea
just want to
of that.
listen to them again.
I like the idea of that music, but it would frustrate me because I'm sure I would love the way they went with the second part, and then they would divulge into a third part where I'm like, I don't know, this part sucks. And then at the fourth part, I'd go, oh, yeah, all right, let's pick it back up. So I would be constantly afraid to listen to their music.
What about what is it called? Subtle messages. What are they
Subliminal.
called? Yeah, subliminal messages. Is that kind of hypnotic, you know?
Oh yeah.
Are those real? Like, do they actually work?
No, I don't know. We gotta think
I
about that. Touch America. Let's see.
did love that Kevin Nealon bit he would do, where I can't remember examples, but he would be giving his little spiel, and then, like, under his breath, he'd say what you actually want he wanted you to think.
I know
And
exactly the bit you're talking about, and it was amazing anytime he would do that. I like that.
circular circle. I'm just quoting him from Happy Gilmore, right? All right, segue challenge.
Enough hypnosis. Let's say hip yeses to this next topic.
Holy shit. Okay, on that note, John, go ahead.
I love cooperative board games. In general, I just love board games, but sometimes I don't want to beat my friends in a game because I'm way more skilled than they are. Sometimes I want to work with them towards a common goal. And I think it's just very clever the way people can make board games where, like, it's like you and your friends, like, against this inanimate object that, like, you're just, like, rolling dice for them, like, for the game or whatever. And but you still have to be think a lot and use a lot of strategy to try and figure out how to get past it. And, like, the way they're able to just, like, randomize stuff by the way you go through a deck of cards, or so you don't know what order stuff is going to come up with, and just to be building towards a solution with your friends rather than competing against them is fun. There's a couple I've been playing recently. They're both very similar. There's one deck dungeon and one deck galaxy. It involves, like, a lot of dice rolling and stuff, but I think those are a lot of fun. There's like there was, like, a Lord of the Rings co-op board game that we used to play at this. There was a place you could go and just, like, they sold beer and food and stuff, and they just let you they had this giant rack of board games you could just grab for free and play whatever game you wanted. And we'd always find ones like that that were pretty fun to play. For some reason, yeah, I've just, like, been enjoying that kind of thing more lately than playing competitive games.
I played a game called Horrified, where you go against like Frankenstein's creature and Dracula and the mummy, you know, all the universal classic monsters. And
The
yeah, you
Wolf
could,
Man.
yes, the Wolfman, you could work together, Invisible Man, you could work together, and you have to simultaneously, because you have to choose two creatures that'll be running around on the map, so you guys could split up and attack them individually or work together and try and take care of one, then the other. And I only played it one time, but I own the game. It is so much fun. And yeah, cooperative games, it's totally different. You're used to just like, I'm gonna defeat you. Maybe I don't want to because we're friends, but you know, no, it's better to work hand in hand. What do you guys think?
I just love board games in general, so I love anything and everything about what you guys are talking about. And I'm just surprised with how much, like, how they're still coming up with these unique ideas too. Just all so fun. Just love them all. And those games that you guys talked about sound super fun.
Yeah. Oh, I think I gotta shout this out. The video game Left 4 Dead is so much fun, but I believe they turned that into a board game. I think my roommates bought a version of that. I never played it myself, but I think it was just board game version of Left 4 Dead, which is a zombie game.
Good game.
I've also played a co-op board game called Zombicide. That seems like a good theme for this type of game because it's like you guys against the world, the circumstances.
Yeah, I think I've heard about that. Dave, what do you got there?
I don't really play a whole lot because I don't have any friends, so
Mm-hmm.
I've always been more of like card games, like just like a regular deck of cards or Uno, Skip-Bo, Phase 10,
Oh yeah.
something like those. I don't know. I'll play those. I've played like one time we got invited over to somebody's house, some coworker's house, and we're playing. They're teaching us how to play Settlers of Catan,
Oh.
and they taught us the rules. This couple, and then they just proceeded to just pound our asses into the ground and destroy us. And then I was like, well, this game isn't very fun. Like, why did you guys just invite us over? You made
Pound
homemade
our asses.
spaghetti, and then you just fucking bent us over and just railed us. Thanks. I'm gonna go home now. I'm never want to play that game again.
I wish you would have gone home and bought the game yourself and just practice and practice, went over there and still got your ass pounded again.
Yeah, Settlers of Catan, like I've never been able to get into either. And it like that's always like the example of like, oh, you're into like, more complicated strategy board games. Do you like Settlers of Catan? Like it just seems to be like kind of the most well-known of like what do they call them? Euro games or whatever. Like that genre of strategy game. And there's just so many other ones that I like better.
Have you guys ever played one of those, like killer? You gotta find the killer game. Like you're all in it together. You have clues, and you gotta figure them out together. I've seen the games, but I've never actually played them. Just went out and about. I'll be like at a game board shop, and I'll just be like, "Oh my gosh, this looks fun," or I see them advertised on social media.
Yeah, I know the type you're talking about, but I've never actually played them.
Is that kind of like the mafia game? Where like you have to one of you guys is the killer or something like that. Is that
I've seen one specifically, the one that's on my mind right now is they would send you a pack, like a box filled with a bunch of stuff detailing the case, and you're trying to figure out like what happened with the clues that they give you. So I don't know because I've never played them.
Yeah, so yeah, it's not like mafia. It's more like you're all working together to try and figure out like which like in-game character is the bad guy.
Mafia is fun though.
Scott, don't you have like a board game group? Like I could have swore I saw a picture of you surrounded by nerds.
Oh,
Drive-by.
we try to get game nights. There's a couple groups that I have where every once in a while we'll get together for a game night, whether it be like just playing some Switch games or specifically board games. There's this one my girlfriend got me for Christmas called Sequence, where there's a bunch of like you have two decks of regular standard cards, and then you have a board and chips. So anytime you pick up a card, you have to try to get five chips on those cards on the board in a row. So we played that night, and then I think we just played Cards Against Humanity. But yeah, we like having nights like that. It's fun.
Sweet. Any other cooperative games you would recommend, John?
Oh man, really putting me on the spot. I wasn't expecting this. But yeah, I don't know. I like the One Deck Dungeon is the one I've been really into lately. I'd recommend that one.
Do you do specifically in that?
So it's basically like a dungeon crawler and you have a character with whatever skills and whatever like abilities, and your abilities are controlled by like different colored dice that you roll. And as you like level up your character, you get to add on additional dice that you get to roll as you go through the dungeon. And like each room you explore has something in it where you have to fill in like squares with dice of a specific number, or you have to fill in like a rectangle with, like, you have to add up to like 15 of yellow dice rolls, add it all together, and then once you fill up a card, you can take that and then add it to your inventory, and to basically try to level yourself up to the point where you, when you get to the final boss, that you're strong enough to take it out.
Do you have like a group that you play that with? Vince, do you have a group that you play board games with? We all know many friends, so he can't play.
No, I really don't. I've played in groups, but it's mostly like at parties, and they're just teaching. No, wait, no, we do have board game night sometimes, but it's Cranium usually. It's usually against each other. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a group that used to play trivia a lot, or we do board games, or all any nerdy pursuits like that.
Dave, does
Segway
your
challenge,
wife
probably.
like, sorry, does Dave, does she play board games with you?
Not really. Like when we go when we go camping, we'll play like different card games like Uno, and she'll want to play like a game called Canasta. And
Yeah.
Canasta, it's ruthless. Like my wife, she loves to win, and she'll be like, okay, we'll do teams, you know? It'll be you and cousin Becky over there versus me and Carrie, and then they'll just like destroy us as a team. And
Interesting that she's not picking you as her teammate.
no, because she knows I'm terrible. She's like, I don't want you on my team. I'll take anyone else.
Canasta, that's like a gin rummy kind of game, like where you got to get
Yeah.
runs and pairs and three of a kinds and all that stuff. Yeah, I feel like
Yeah.
I used to play that with my grandma when I was a kid. She
But
was
then I
ruthless.
swear they'll make up rules as you go along. They'll make up rules, and then they'll be like, oh, no, you did that wrong. And then you got to draw 10. And I'm like, what? And just whatever I do is wrong. And then I lose. And then I get angry and I throw the cards on the ground. And then I walk away and I pout.
And you're like, man, you just did the same exact thing and it worked out great for you. Like, oh yeah, but you know, this round it's
That's because
different.
it was game three, and when you're game four, that shit just doesn't fly.
Okay. Segue challenge.
Say game over to this topic.
Go ahead, Scott.
Oh, this is my eight.
Yes.
Oh boy, do I hate parking lots. Parking spots, boo. It's always just the worst. I just don't like having to, what's that, parallel park? I don't like to do that. So I'd love park far away. But parking lots, I mean, how can like people just smash into cars? You can just be go trying to get some freaking bread out of the grocery store and come out and someone's like, sorry. Or they're just gone and have fucking smashed into your car and just left. And then you're like, well, what the fuck? Do you guys like parking lots? I mean, obviously they have their benefits, but then parking is just so annoying in big cities that you have to go to like a parking garage and pay for it. I just hate all that shit.
It's so
But
crazy. I almost did parking lots as a love. Like, you know, you hang out there with your friends.
skateboard.
Just tailgating, eating Taco Bell.
Ooh, tailgating. That is fun. That could be a
Oh,
fun thing
actually,
in a
yeah,
parking
that's
lot.
a good wrinkle there,
Yeah, I feel like we're cooperating against Scott right now. Well, I was going to say just a lot. I mean, I consider the car garage the same as a parking lot, but fucking loud. Everything is so echoey and screechy. I really do not care for them. Okay, so you said for the parking lot, did you say parallel park or?
I mean, just that was more so just parking in general,
Oh,
but
okay.
parking lots, like, I just don't like to park near other cars, I guess. I'll park far away. and then you come out and someone parked right next to you kind of thing. It's just little annoyances. Like, dude, I went out of my way to park six spots away from everybody. You didn't pick anything closer. You parked right next to me. Why?
Oh my
I
gosh.
will basically just like I hate driving around parking lots, so I will just take the first open spot I find so as to not have to like keep looking for a spot. And it's yeah, usually not a desirable spot at all. Like it's not anywhere close. I'm just like I'd rather like just park, start walking now rather than like be in my car another 5 minutes trying to find something.
What I love about that is while you parked wherever you would have parked and walked inside, there is someone still just going,
Yeah,
just driving around
exactly.
that entire time. They could have parked right next to you and been inside the same amount of time you were. But nope, they're still just looking for that sweet spot of a parking lot spot.
This ever happened to you guys? You park, you go in the store, you come back out, and you didn't realize that someone with the same vehicle parked right next to you. So you try and get in, and you're like, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, it's
Yes.
terrible.
That happened to me a couple of years ago. Me and my brother went and saw a movie in Springfield. I opened the door and went to get in and went, this is not my vehicle. And it was very embarrassing. I closed the door immediately and we went to my car. But did you get in there or did you just, it was
I
locked,
this has
alarm went off?
happened a few times. No, the alarm never went off. One time I got in there and I sat. I'm like, what is this? Like, you know. The other time someone was like, hey, you know, the odor. I'm like, oh, you know. But like
They did it on purpose. They parked next to you and they were like sitting there like, yeah, this asshole's gonna come out of here.
Thankfully, they quickly realized the blunder and they're like, oh, sorry, you know, sorry for accusing you of theft or whatever. I'm like, GTA for life. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, the saving grace now is like with the key fobs that like you unlock your car and like why isn't anything happening? And why do I hear a sound behind me?
I hate Walmart's parking lot. Like every Walmart has a shitty parking lot because they're always like right off a highway, but you don't just like pull into the parking lot. You have to like go onto a weird side street, and then off the side street, you have to like turn into part of their parking lot. But there's like concrete everywhere, so you have to wait until you get to the certain part where you can turn right. But like everyone goes that way, so every like spot in that aisle is always filled up. So then you gotta like hopefully there's not enough traffic and you can like cut around and get to a lane that it's actually open. But and then like trying to leave the Walmart parking lot, you're just like trapped because you're like, oh shit, why did I park facing this direction? Now I have to like drive towards the entrance, and then there's the old lady with the cart, and then I gotta wait for all these people walking out, and I can't escape the parking lot. And I don't know. I've been to, 15 Walmarts in my life, and they all have a shitty parking lot. It's like, hey, can we not figure this out yet?
Oh, assholes who double park. Part of me wants to stay and wait and see who shows up, you know? One time it was an old lady, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure she's like, oh,
Kick her
I
out.
don't know what's going on, when she clearly does. I don't know. I felt like that was her, you know?
What do you mean,
Oh.
like taking up two spots or like,
Yes.
oh, okay.
And then those assholes, oh, you in those handicapped spots, there's a square next to it with like yellow stripes. Don't park there because that's where the ramp opens up to allow a client to get out or back in. This has happened so many times where we get there, we get everyone into the building, whatever it is we have to do, and then we come back and we can't open, you know, we can't open the van. The ramp won't go out because someone's parked there. So like we're sitting there, we're like, well, fuck, I don't know. We're just gonna have to wait for the other person. Like that really fucking sucks. But Dave, Walmart though, specifically, since they don't care, I remember one time I had a very bad vehicle and it broke down and I just left it in the Walmart, and every other every other day, I would just kind of push it to a new spot, it was perfectly fine. No one was the wiser. So yeah. Thanks,
Have
Lord
you
Myers.
guys, have you ever, if you're going to like a concert or a sporting event in like a big city, you ever park in a parking lot and you're like, okay, I think I can park here. And then there's like a sign that says like pay on the app or swipe your card at this thing or scan the QR code. But you're like, eh, fuck it, I'm not gonna do it. And then you come back to your car and you get a ticket and it says like, oh shit, I got a $35 ticket because I didn't pay for parking. Well, I found out because I Googled it, I was not getting a parking ticket from like the city police. This was a private parking lot and they hand out fake tickets and they make you think that you're gonna like lose your driver's license if you don't pay it, but like you won't. You don't have to pay it. There's no legal obligation to even pay those tickets, but they make it seem like you should. And then once I figured that out, I was like, oh my God, I don't have to pay this ticket. This is great. As long as they don't tow me, like they could technically call a tow truck and have you towed, but you don't have to pay the ticket.
I always
Segue?
hate when you're going around a parking lot and you think you finally have that spot. I'm like, nope, tiny little Geo Metro up in there, hiding from me. I couldn't see it behind that van.
I hate the people like that who pull way too far forward. And then, like, sometimes you're trying to pull in, but the guy in front of you pulled way too far forward, and you're like, hey, you're in my spot. Like, now my ass end is sticking out.
Segway challenge.
All right, let's back out of this topic and try and find the exit of this never-ending Walmart lot.
All right, for closies here, let's talk about my hate. I hate being harassed by cops. Now that the Floyd thing has calmed down a little bit, and no one's all about, oh, I back the blue. I feel like it's safe to talk about this because you know what? I have dealt, been dealt a lot of shit by cops over my life. And so I have a bunch written down. I'm not going to say all of them. But one time I was pulled over and he's like, so what's your name? I'm like, oh, it's FitzCloud. He's like, oh, well, that's not the name on the registration. And I go, oh, well, who is or something like that. He's like, I can't tell you that. So I'm like, well, I bought this and I registered it, and he went to his car and eventually, and he sat there a long time, and then eventually he just left. I'm like, well, that was fucking weird. Then
Man, he was right. I looked like a dumbass.
no, dude, I get a ticket from that police officer in the mail. It was such bullshit. And then,
Get a ticket for what? Like, it was, who was it written? Like, why wasn't it registered in your name? I don't understand then.
no, he gave me a ticket for something else. I don't even remember anymore. Like speeding or some bullshit. Like it was absolute bullshit, which is the theme of the topic. So the other thing is a vehicle, a cop, big truck. I was driving and we were the only ones on the road, and they pull up onto the street and they speed up all the way up to like on the tailgate, right? And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? And then they go into the other lane and then just drive off normal. You're like, that was unnecessary. Like, why the fuck would you do that to someone, right? Like, I'm glad I didn't get freaked out. And really, I'm a pretty good driver. I always stay really calm in situations, but that was really unnecessary. One time I got pulled over and it was like noon, and the cop is like, have you been drinking? Like, that's the first thing he asked me. I'm like, no, it's like noon, And then he's like, oh, okay. And then he asked me some
Did I
other.
ask you what time it is, Big Ben?
Well, he's like, okay, well, I'm gonna run your numbers or whatever. And he doesn't say why he pulled me over. He just says, are you drinking? He goes to his vehicle, it comes back, and he gives me my stuff. And then he goes to leave. Then he comes back. He's like, are you on any drugs? Like, what the fuck? And I go, no,
Here.
And it's just, I don't know if this was his first fucking day on the force, and he's like, "Well, I gotta be racist and be an asshole. I just don't know how," you know? So that was just fucking awkward and horrible. One time, I was a vehicle ran into the side of my vehicle, right? So the dent, clearly, I was the one hit on the side, right? So the cops are called, and the guy shows up. He's like, "So what happened?" I'm like, "I was hit on the side of the vehicle," and he's like, "Okay, could he get the registration?" I go to reach for the registration. He grabs at his fucking gun. Like, he didn't pull it out or anything, but that was just so, like, it hurt me. You know, I'm just like, dude, like, I'm the one who's the victim here, and you're freaking out about me. Oh man, there's so much. But yeah, what do you guys have to say about being harassed by cops?
Well, I'm white, so I'm fine.
Yeah. That's
I
insane.
remember, like growing up, like riding around like Neillsville and stuff, like we got pulled over all the time, but we also like were snarky little fuckers to them. So like it didn't really, I don't know, like it didn't matter or whatever. Like it never happens to me anymore. What like when I first moved to St. Paul, we were out, I think my wife and I were just like down on like Grand Avenue. It's like this place where there's just a lot of like bars and restaurants and stuff. And I was just going out to like from behind one restaurant out to like the main road. And for whatever reason, I didn't feel like driving on a road. I just kind of went through like three alleyways to get to the main road rather than turning on a side road. And we got pulled over, and the cops like, why are you shouldn't be driving through all these alleyways. What are you doing? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I didn't feel like turning. Like I just knew I was going to this road, so I figured I'd keep going straight. And then like at some point they had like another car come for backup and then another car, and they were like blocking two lanes of traffic on this like main like avenue in St. Paul for I don't know why. And like in the end, like they let us go and nothing happened. But it just like the amount of vehicles and the amount of traffic blockage that was happening for that situation, I just was very confused
Like
as to what was happening.
what was his last call to where he was like, "I just saw a guy drive through three alleys. I'm freaking out. You guys got to come up here and help me out with this dude."
Yeah.
Dave, you're a dude. Go ahead.
Like I think I've had like one time I was pulled over where the cop was just like normal and chill. The like all the other times the cops are always disrespectful for no reason. Like I got pulled over in Iowa. I was driving down the interstate. The speed limit was 70. I was going 76, so six over the speed limit. It's pretty reasonable going down an interstate to
He
go
admitted it, boys. Let's
76.
turn him in.
Exactly.
Fuck 'em,
And like
boys.
he pulls me over, and he immediately is just like, "Why in such a hurry?" And I was like, "Well, I'm not really in a hurry." And he doesn't even let you finish your sentence. And he cuts you off and he's like, "Well, give me your license and registration." And you're like, "Okay." And then he just, right as you start to speak, he will cut you off every time for another line of like stupid questions. Like, where are you going? And it's just like, I have Wisconsin plates. So I'm like, I'm going to visit my mother-in-law's house. She lives a couple states over, so we're driving right now. Like, I was pulled over once, like just going home from work, and it was like 2 in the morning because I worked till like 2 in the morning, and I get pulled over because my registration was expired, and the cop pulls me over, and then as he's talking to me, there's three other cops like encircle my car. There's like someone in front of me and two other ones like blocking any like escape I would have. And I'm like, I mean, my registration's expired, but like, y'all don't have anything else to do on a freaking like Wednesday night. I don't know. Like, why are there so many cops on patrol right now? And he's questioning me. He's like, "What? You have some red stuff on your jacket. Is that blood?" And I'm like, "No, that's spray paint." Because I worked in like a lumber mill, and you had to spray paint the outside of the bundles of lumber, like what
And you're
you know,
hiding dead
cut.
bodies in them. Yeah.
Yeah, apparently. So I'm like, look at it. I'm like, it's definitely not blood. It's red spray paint. Like, that's definitely, you have a flashlight right on it.
Like, here,
But
taste it. Taste it.
it's like the stupid questions they're asking. Like, what are you expecting for an answer? Like, I don't understand. They're always assholes. I've never liked cops. Like, there's cops should be doing two things. You should be investigating actual crimes. You shouldn't be harassing the general public for driving around. If there's a car accident, yes, go you know, see the scene and help out and assist. But investigate crimes, help out like actual accidents that happen. Otherwise, as a cop, your job, I'm sorry to say it, you're a glorified Uber driver. Your job is to pick up criminals and take them to the station. All the bullshit you're doing in between, don't fucking do that shit, all right? Don't harass people. Don't beat people up. Don't abuse your power. Just fucking pick up criminals and take them to the police station, because everything else, you're just fucking with people.
I will say, I was just going to say that I come from a small town of 7,000 people, and our cops, I feel like, are harassing just the public for us being a small town, because I don't know if it's for lack of other things to do, but they'll sit at the one busy road where there are a couple gas stations and just sit there and run people's license plates who like pull in to get gas or just kind of pull in to get something from the gas station. And yeah, sometimes I guess they find people who are like, oh, that person shouldn't. I don't know that maybe they have the warrant or something, but I am always scared to drive past a certain time at night because they will just pull over anyone who's at night because that's suspicious. Like if you were driving at 10 o'clock at night, well, what are they doing out at this time or 2 a.m.? Like, what if I wanted to go to the gas station and get something to drink because I have insomnia or something? It's just a constant fear of being pulled over because you are in a small town and the cops are just driving around this small area looking for something, anything to make it seem like they're doing their job or something. So I just feel like they're harassing the small town folk.
Yeah, I mean, like living in the city, you get a lot less just random harassment. Unfortunately, they do murder civilians on occasion, so that's the downside.
Ugh, man. Let's all mention our makes and models of our vehicles. All right,
Where we can be
well,
expect to seen driving around at what times?
so I have a couple more instances. So I was driving on my way to work and I passed a sheriff's truck and then I got to the circular thing, whatever it is, I don't know, the cross, anyways, right? But my vehicle just started to break down. So it just stopped right there. And I'm like, oh shit. So I called, like, I tried to get it started, couldn't figure anything out, called work. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna be late. My vehicle broke down. And then I called a tower, tow showed up, and they're hooking my vehicle up. Then finally, the sheriff turns on his lights, pulls up, and he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm going to work. And he's like, where do you work? I
He was just
told
sitting there
him.
the whole time watching you go through all this shit.
Yep.
Normally they would like come up immediately. I thought that's where this was headed. But no, he waits for this all to go down and then comes to bother you.
Yeah.
Fuck.
He asked me where I'm going, where I work, how long I've worked there, where I live, how long I've worked lived there. And afterwards he takes off, right? And the guy, the tower, is like, you didn't have to tell him all that stuff. But this is a white dude who's telling that to me. Like we don't have the same experiences with cops. Like I know plenty of my white friends who are just so fucking cocky or, they say a little side thing to cops and the cops are like, ugh, I never do that. We are not allowed. Like, that's scary shit to be so confrontational, right? Okay, and then another one, this might be the last one. My brother and I, we were in Sparta, the town in Wisconsin, not the
Oh,
Greek.
dang it.
But okay, so we were at the theater, and it got out at like, I don't know, 2. We went for like a noon showing or something like that, and it was like Scooby-Doo. Yeah, it was fun. Just my brother and I, right? Because we're Scooby-Doo fans. So we get into our car, and there's a cop, and we're driving. We have to go all the way to Black River, and that's 20-minute drive, maybe? I'm not sure. But he's behind us, tailgating us the entire time. Actually, we have to go through Black River to get to Delsdam, where we actually live. But once we get to Black River, he's been behind us, and then finally turns on his lights, and we're like, "Yeah, what's going on?" He's like, "Oh, I had to pull you over because you guys swerved back there, like a couple blocks away." It is such bullshit, man. Like it's a whole nother thing. You see like white trashy folk going, and the cops are like, "God damn it, he's doing it again." They do not tolerate repeat offenders when you're fucking of color. It's just something that just bothers me. I saw some cops driving today, and I'm like, "Oh, of course I'm gonna get pulled over on the day I'm supposed to talk about this." So consider it a refresher or something like that. Thankfully not. But yeah, it's always on my mind. It's always a slight anxiety whenever I'm driving around, and it sucks. Yeah.
The
Yeah,
fact
and
that
I,
you
that
got pulled
tactic
over and
of
still have more stories is
I, yeah, I still
fucking
have more.
bonkers to me, man.
Oh, I okay. Do you guys know if this is a law? Can you not cross lanes on a bridge?
I guess it would depend on the dotted yellow or whatever. I don't know. I don't know if that's like a general law.
I just remember them pulling over my mom, and she was just like, "Oh, she's like, why?" She's like, "Oh, you can't cross lanes on a bridge." He didn't say about the lines or anything. He just said that. And this is the last fucking one, because my mom keeps telling me the story. She's like, when I was a little kid, I was walking into a convenience store, and this lady cop opened the door and like hit me with the door, and I fell on the sidewalk, and she just kept walking away. So apparently, cops have been giving me shit since fucking I was a toddler. So I don't know. That's fucking
Jesus.
weird.
That tactic though of like just them tailgating you, just waiting for you to do something that they can claim is why they pulled you over, it sucks so bad. I remember one time Jesse and I were driving around in the country and there was like we didn't know who, but just someone like tailgating us really bad, and eventually Jesse's just like, I'm just gonna pull over and let them pass us. So we pulled over, and then they pulled over behind us and like turned on the red and blues. And they're like, "Yeah, you guys know why we pulled you over?" I'm like, technically, we pulled you over.
Wait, was this I know you guys fuck with the police before. Didn't Jesse like take a bag and like pretend it was coke or something like that? He just put it in the bag. He's like, "I can't wait to get pulled over so he can see it."
Yeah, we were always saying stupid shit to the cops when we were like that age. I feel like one time like they asked like, "Are you guys wanted anywhere?" And Brian says like, "In 5 states."
Oh, my white friends are so funny in front of the cops.
Dude,
Oh yeah.
I could never. I'm like you, Vince. I'm just like, yep, okay, I'm just going here. You want to know my birthday and just how many friends I had in the fourth grade? Okay, sure.
Ooh. All right. Well, that's the show. Yeah. Tell them about the email, John.
Oh, well, like we're sick of coming up with our own topics, so get these lazy listeners and viewers to help us out a bit. So, if you have something that you love, hate, or are indifferent to, send an email to topics at a few goldilockbears.com. We'll put a link in the show notes here and tell us what you love, hate, or are indifferent to and why. And maybe we'll talk about it on the show.